Bong, 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 I don't have my bell, so I'm just ringing the bell, saying, here we are, bong, bong, bong. And I just realized this is being recorded. I could feel really silly if I ever watch it again. Oh, God. I spent yesterday with my granddaughter, played with her almost all day. And you just get silly when you're around a 4-year-old all day because their version of life involves a lot of silly fun. So I just want to tell you, even on the break, as I was looking through the different things, just looking over our stuff, you really are an amazing group. I really want to affirm that this is quite an amazing group of beings and the souls that have come together. And I'm just really quite in awe of every single one of you. So that said, Brenda, how you feeling? Do you wanna just, I'm gonna let you just take it from here. I know April and Lisa will if they're, will be joining us on screen and when they're ready. But what if you just approach this, like, tell us a little bit why you like it, or, what, and then, just a couple minutes, and then just kind of lead us into the meditation. And I know you've prepared something, but I want to give you permission to maybe, we may not need as much settling as the meditation has in it, simply because Agnieszka has just settled us, right? And so part of, depending on how you're, if you're comfortable truncating some of that because you're more settled, we're more settled, I'm giving you permission to do that. If you want to do it the way you prepared it, that's also just fine. Okay. So I'm going to mute my suite and turn it over to you.
Well, the first thing that I noticed about Agnieszka and this one, and also because I was practicing with April, is they are very similar. So you will find some common themes through these two meditations. And the, assignment of this particular meditation for me couldn't have come really at a more perfect time, because I woke up every morning of the week where I spent with my mom and listened to it and just lived it every day before I went, because that whole experience was not about me at all. And so, yeah, it just really affirmed for me the power of it. And, yeah. So, if I make it through this without crying, that'll be the big challenge, right? But yeah, it's very powerful. So yes, we are already pretty settled. But let's go back in, find a seat, get comfortable, find a place where you can keep your back straight, but also your rest of your body relaxed and staying in the moment. Find a place of calm. And one of the best ways to start to find that is just taking a inhale. And as you exhale, softening the jaw, the shoulders, the neck. Taking that next breath deep into the belly, up into the chest, the collarbone, hold and release. Exhaling again, softening the jaw, the neck, the shoulders, the arms. Another breath into the belly. Hold, exhale, and release. This time release all the way down to your legs, your calves. One more breath in to the belly. Hold. And as you exhale, just release all the way from the top of your head down to your toes. As you're exhaling, you're releasing any tension, any tightness, any constriction. I think of the exhale as kind of just washing away those things that are in our way of just being in the moment. And as we think about this meditation today, this meditation is about directing our energies to release our way of doing things, our way of thinking about things, and our expectations of how things should be. So we'll spend a moment and just really focus on letting go of that agenda for ourselves, for others. And you might ask for your higher power, your God of your understanding, the universe, whatever you call that for you, to assist you in clearing out those expectations, letting go of stresses and tightness and our perception of how things should be. And as we settle into this way of just being with things as they are, take a moment and focus on an inhalation through the nostrils, feeling the cool air as you breathe in, the warmth as you breathe out. Again, in through the nostrils, cool. Out, warm. Letting go of any idea of how you're supposed to breathe. And just being with the breath as it is. Might even think about, as you are focusing on that inhalation through the nostrils and out through the nostrils, imagine yourself outside of your body, observing that breath just as it is. And continue the practice of releasing our agenda for the world, for maybe a loved one, and especially the agenda for ourselves. Follow that breath into a place of calm, of acceptance, and warmth. And go ahead and release that technique and just sit with the awareness of the calm that you are feeling, especially in the center of your heart. And just an awareness of letting go and being in the moment. And if you'll take your right hand and place it over that heart center. And again, just feeling that calm, feeling that warmth of the touch. And if you want, you can take your left hand and place it over your right, very gently. Take a couple of deep breaths into that calm place. And we're just going to send ourselves as we work on continuing to let go and being in our moment with things as they are. We just repeat a blessing for ourselves. May I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I feel loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. And may I be held in loving kindness, that I may be at peace. You can also take a moment and bring to mind a loved one or someone special in your life. And send them that same blessing, replacing the I with you. May you be at ease. May you feel safe and protected. May you be happy. May you feel loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be held in loving kindness, that you may be at peace. And gently remove your hands from your heart. Take another just breath into this moment of being just here right now. And when you are ready, you can gently open your eyes, come back into this world.
So this is a perfect example of how whatever it was she was saying didn't matter, because her voice was communicating the energy of release and let go, right? At least for my, that was my experience. It was like well, that's what I gotta say. I mean, it was like your voice captured it. And I could tell in the beginning, at least I think, I'm not sure, you were in your head a little bit. And somewhere in there, you got out of your head and you got into the meditation, and I could feel the shift, and your voice was there. the tone was there, the feel of it, the energy was in it. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point, is the feeling you were communicating through the, through, and I don't know if it was just your voice or not, but it was, I felt, I had moments of realizing, oh, yeah, that's an agenda, Karen. Okay, yeah, you can just let it go. And I was with my breath and I was letting go, right? So that's my feedback. And what I would love to do is now I'll mute and let's see how it affected others. I mean, I literally didn't want to open my eyes. I wanted to just kind of like be here because it felt really good. So,
well, smirking a bit when you said that, because it's exactly the same feedback that April gave me when we practiced, was about partway through you let go and you shifted. And I was like, okay, so it's clearly a point of practice and growth of just, you know, I think you've said it to me before. I know more than I think I do. So.
And there's nothing wrong with the beginning of a meditation, kind of organizing your thoughts and, you know, get, and then there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, the great news is you found your stride, right? And even as you were finding your thoughts, it was still working. It was still effective. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting now that you've got two people giving you that same feedback. Mm-hmm. There's something that shifts, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And my cat was crawling around all over me during part of it. And it's like, I can still do this.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to mute. Anyone else want to share some feedback with Brenda?
I also appreciate how you shared from that deep place of understanding. You were very vulnerable and authentically there, which allowed me to relax and just feel safe in that space. And so I want to say thank you. The only thing I can say is I'm having a hard time hearing everybody, because I notice as we get quieter and we're trying to talk, I have my volume up to the max and I can't hear very well. So I don't know how that is going to help, like how we can fix that as teachers.
Mm-hmm. I have an answer for that, but it's a miking thing. And I don't have my mic that I usually use I'm with the AirPods and they're not as sensitive. So it's a mic thing.
Otherwise it was very peaceful and I felt like you knew exactly how I was feeling too. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. I don't know what words to use, but somehow it seemed simple and extremely profound. I don't know how else to say it. I noticed through your guidance, I noticed, oh, yes, I have an agenda here. Oh, I have an agenda here. But somehow I almost smiled at it rather than getting all tied up about it. And this whole process also, oh my God, I realized the power of this, as Karen says, this shit really works. So this experience with you confirmed that for me within short. It felt, I don't know how long the meditation was. It felt like it's just, it happened in no time, but the depth of the experience was really profound. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I had a similar thought, Brenda, that, and because I heard you do this before, and I learned from the first practice we did together to just stay with the feeling and not get caught up in like, oh, I should tell her this or tell her that. And so I just stayed with it. And what I noticed was that, you got me there really quickly. It was like, you know, it wasn't a lot of words that you needed to get there, but somehow it was like simple, but so effective. It was just like, oh, right there. It was like you'd say a word and it would take me right where I needed to be. And then allowing space to just you in your choice of words or choice of silence to allowed me to stay with the sensation that I was experiencing. So it was just fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
I felt like you got the message through very clearly. There was one part where it's like, it's not about you. And like, to me, that just echoed. And I'm not sure if you were talking after that or if it was just silence, but it was like, I could just, that was the message and it was, you got to me. So thank you.
I guess, Brenda, for me, since we know your journey and recently and all the stuff you've been through, I think just understanding your vulnerability and kind of getting that through your voice and kind of see you transition from that vulnerability into more confidence and more strength was really encouraging for me. So thank you. It was beautiful.
I just want to echo what everyone else has said and say thank you. And it felt very real, lived. And there was one, you know, echoing the speed at which you got us into it. There was one turn of phrase where I was like, oh, I need to remember to tell Brenda. You said something like, with the exhale, you imagine it washing away everything that's keeping us from being in this moment. And that really worked for me, like in a way that I've actually almost never experienced before or never have experienced. Just that ability to let it go. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of echo us right back to what Lisa said in the very beginning, where she said there was an authentic vulnerability, Brenda, that was real for you. That your experience of it and having, you know, it wasn't just you've done the meditation enough that. Oh, that went my ear pods. Oh, well. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now Lisa, that's going to get even harder to keep my volume right. Anyway, Brenda, and for everybody, this is the point, is having done it and experienced it and used it to actually release an agenda every day, all of that is brought into that phrase, that moment. And it almost doesn't matter what the phrase is. It almost doesn't matter whether your voice is, you know, a Nanyeshka voice, a Ramon voice, a Laura voice. It doesn't matter. You're all going to have different ways of phrasing and doing things. It's all of that experience somehow is translated. That's the prana that is being shared in a meditation. And it isn't dependent on your tone of voice or it isn't just that. And so Brenda, I think that was, Lisa kind of nailed it. It was that there was a vulnerable authenticity about it that you can just lay it down because I'm safe here because you've been through it too. So well done. Well done. How do you feel right now?
Relieved. That I got through that, and just really appreciate all the feedback. I appreciate you guys so much.
Me too. You guys are amazing. So, so I guess Laura, how do you feel about going next? You ready?
I've not done this out loud before, but I think I'm ready enough.
I think you are too. So I think we should just roll with it where we are. Okay. So if you're up for it, let's go for it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I would like everyone to find their seat. To be present. To listen to the sounds around them. To concentrate on their breath. And then we're going to begin to think of a time that everything fell in place. A time when the chaos became clear, when there was a happy ending. It could be you went to the mailbox, got a letter from a friend, and it was just the message you needed to hear that day. It could be that you hit all of the lights just right and you got to the place you were supposed to be at the exact right time. Think about what that would be for you and what feeling that gives you when everything fell into place. So I want you to keep feeling that feeling. Feel the good feeling and start to think about a symbol that matches that feeling. So start to visualize it. See if there's a color that it is. See if it's a shape. See if it moves. Keep holding that symbol in your mind. That really good, happy feeling that has been transformed into a symbol. And I want you to raise that symbol above your head. And then imagine it going down your back. So the back of your head, your shoulder blades. Just continuing down, imagining it come back up through the front, so your belly button, your chest, your throat, and back up to the top of your head. Imagine that symbol filling you, making you glow. And keep thinking of that symbol as it surrounds you, flows within you. As we close this visualization, I want you to continue to think about the symbol and how it's filling you and flowing within you. When you're ready, take a big breath. Exhale. begin to move your body slightly. You may open your eyes and see if you can still see the symbol. You can open your eyes more and keep that symbol in your mind. Remember those good feelings. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and join us.
Once again, this was a great example of you, it not being about the literal words and things, it's about your case. Did you use any notes at all when you did that?
No.
From your head?
Yes.
Yes. Good job. Because here's what happened. By going, just doing it that way, it really worked because you were there and you were communicating it to us, right? And so it was like, and so what happens for me at least was, you know, it's always a different things that come up is that those feelings, you know, and looking, you gave us time to kind of find the, oh yeah, that's what it feels like when all goes right. Okay. And to be honest with you, I kind of forgotten all the details of the meditation. And so then we're doing it and I'm having trouble kind of finding the symbol, but over the course, the symbol fell into place. Right. And, it was your energy that was carrying the meditation. It was real. There were, I don't know how to explain it, except that once again, you just proved the point. You just proved the point, you know?
I always think it's so amazing to be able to do this through Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I do have to comment on one thing. As you all know, Laura teaches at a university, right? And she's used to directing, she directs the clinic with all these students, you know? And so I love the way you said, I want you to. And when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like when Lisa and Agnieszka introduces into something using yoga language, you used your teacher language and it was great. I was like, okay, this is our natural, you know? And so anyway, I thought it was once again, Laura, it was exactly, you captured it, and it wasn't about the literal exact wording. It was about you being with it. So good job. Good job. And you also, everybody, you guys have great voices. You really do. And they're not the same voice. Are you noticing that? So I want to give Ramon and April and Kelsey and Lisa and Kathleen and Steve, who aren't here yet, you know, be your voice. Just be you. Just be you. It really works. So anybody else would like something to comment?
So I'm going to just be really... I'm going to just be really honest about something. Something that happened during the meditation, Laura, that I didn't expect. And, I don't know how to describe it, but you were leading us to try to find that moment where everything just fell into place. And I don't know why this happened, but my mind went a complete 180. And it went to an experience where everything fell apart. Like literally, like it was the opposite of what you were telling me to do. And it was this memory of being in Hawaii. It was there for a wedding. And it was an awful experience with being really vulnerable and getting lost at night. And like it was a real visceral experience. And that came up like that whole experience just went whoom, and my body felt it. I was like, holy shit, what happened? And then when you got to the part where you're said to find a symbol and describing, you know, how to kind of create the symbol of, you know, the color and let it move. And that brought me back. It was like, I needed specific words because I couldn't get out of the memory. And so when you were describing, like teaching us how to find the symbol, and then I was like, well, now I don't have time to, to go find a happy thing. And so I just went to like love, like what is my symbol for love, which is my relationship with my husband. And it's just like, and it is there, and I have a symbol for that. And so it's like that I knew I needed to, like, it's like I needed a thread to grab onto something that was an anchor. And the way you were just that, you know, few seconds where you were describing the symbol, and then you started to move the symbol, you know, through the body, that anchored me so I could get out of this memory and into like, okay, that, you know, that I can do this. I can do it. And so it just kept bringing my mind back as you were describing moving the symbol. That helped me bring, it's like it gave my mind something to do. And I was like almost like great, so grateful that you were pulling me back out of this memory just through it's a very descriptive meditation, right? Like you got to follow the symbol. It's not just words. It's a visualization. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for that, because I don't know why the hell that happened, but it did. And so I'm really grateful that you pulled me out of it.
Yeah. It's a little scary. I wonder if there's something if I would have described more of the happy feelings, like the sun on your face after a, you know, rain shower, or like if that would have gotten you out of that faster.
I don't know. Cause I don't know why I went there. I think I was having at first a hard time just finding right away a really happy memory or, you know, thing. And so my brain, because I was struggling to find that, you know, memory or that time, my brain went straight to, but I know the opposite of that. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know. But the result is that it worked really well, because I was able to get to that symbol that I already have had. So
mm-hmm. I think it goes to the power of this. And so it's a little frightening. I'm like, oh, I meant good, but you had a detour. So thank you for sharing.
Well, and it's interesting because I felt like it went a little bit quick to get to the happy thing. So maybe that is some feedback of just maybe a little more time around that or something. But then if somebody has it, I don't know. But and my experience has nothing to do with you, Laura. I had one of those moments where I was like, I got this symbol and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, what? That is not happy for me. That is something I do not like. And so I had to go with Karen's voice in my head of just take it, just go with it. So yeah, it's interesting that April, you had that part and I had the symbol part, but I did the whole thing and it was like, it got better as I did it. It changed a little bit into something a little more pleasant, same shape, but anyway. So.
Thank you.
Laura, for me, I really liked how you brought the symbol into the body. That really manifested the feeling that I was trying to feel, because I couldn't, at first I'm like, nothing's ever gone right. It's just a continuation of the same suffering. But it really helped for you to narrow it down and get smaller. And then I was able to find one thing that was like, oh yeah, that, and then the symbol. And then it was like, it happened fast, but I did get lost a minute going, it's not, nothing works out to completion. Like it's just continuation. One thing that did trip me up, which was kind of weird, and I don't know why it was a weird thing, but in the beginning when you said, I think it was right after you said you want us to, and then you said you started using the third person. And so that kind of took me out. Oh. Like, wait, okay, I'm not part of that. And then I got brought, then you started using the first person. It was just kind of a weird dynamic, but that's just the homeschool mom in me, I think. But you did a wonderful job, and I really appreciated that. I haven't done that one for so long. That was great.
Mm-hmm. I guess at that point I was trying to figure out, am I talking to you guys or am I talking to myself?
For me, I like the ones where you talk to one person individually, even though it's a group. And that feels like you're talking just to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea.
I totally loved the great unexpected letter in the mailbox giving you just the message you needed to hear. I was smiling. It was like, it made my heart smile, made everything smile. And it all worked for me. So great job. That was great.
Yeah, I just want to second that, that your examples, I know the words sometimes don't mean everything, but they actually really helped me get to that happy place, your examples. So it's just really interesting hearing everybody's different like reactions and interpretations, because it, for me, I'm like, oh, then it comes back to us, right? And like, what's in here for us? Because we can have such different interpretations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
And I did that meditation with Karen, so I kind of had the symbol from previous experiences, but you really brought it to life. I mean, that feeling state of, I don't know, it felt fuzzy and warm inside, and it was like, oh, just keep rotating. It just feels so good. And I think part of it is your voice. And I think it's your vibration. It's just, I just want you to hug me. And I feel, and I feel that when you speak, there's just so much nurturing and, care. I don't know. So it's, I could feel that. So, and I would do whatever you tell me, you know, like, because there is this trust that, you take care of me. So thank you. It was really beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. For me, your voice is very nurturing for me. And to, I guess this point, I also like to be, you know, I think you brought me right into that place, right, with your beginning statements. I was there instantly, and I was able to stay through there through the entire meditation. So yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
So how do you feel now, Laura?
Sort of a strange feeling of, you don't realize, your power. So it's good and bad, you know, like, I mean, I'm happy that I didn't really notice beforehand that I could be nurturing, but then at the same time, you know, April's experience, I'm like, oh, I don't want that to happen. So how, you know, like, so the good power and then that it could switch to unintentionally.
Fascinating. And just to then follow up on this, this is the kind of thing, like when you do a meditation like this, usually you're preceding it with something, right? And I forgot to ask you to tell us about how you'd use the meditation, what it done for you. And it's important to remember when you do these meditations, or like, you know, when we start class and we just check in, how's everybody doing? You know, none of that is a waste of time. Even just that little bit of chat starts to bring everybody present. It's a way of helping you let go of your day. And so for these kinds of meditations, if I had remembered to say, Laura, tell us a little bit, that would have immediately started channeling people already thinking about times when things had worked out for them, right? And so just on another note, and I'm just going to take 30 seconds with this. So with April, you know, that why did that come up? It's like, so you would say, so is there any way you can look at that situation that maybe at that moment was really not okay? And, you know, a couple, 2 years later, can you see how that became a benefit, how that actually worked out? And so you would, as a teacher, part of what we're trying to do is train people to trust the symbols that come up, right? And like Brenda says, it evolved. And April said the situation came up, and it's like, it could be one of two things. That situation actually was a really profound example of how things work out in the long run, or an example of something that just needs healing, right? We don't know, but it was ready to come up and you were able to bring something up. But so to Laura's point, yeah, we have a lot of power. These techniques have a lot of power, and it's part of when it becomes yours, something that you do, you're not just bringing your experience, you're bringing the lineage, as we talk about, right? You're bringing everybody else who's done that and passed it down. You're transmitting all of that at the same time too. So it's pretty cool, isn't it? It's pretty cool. And I just have to thank the nurturing people who said that to Laura, because that was fun to hear, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So Ramon, how you feeling? You're muted.
Yeah. This has a background noise in the back, which is why I'm muted, and I'm good.
Okay. So are you in a place to move forward?
Yeah. Yeah.
So normally we would have had Steve here, and he would have taken that symbol, and we would have used the symbol in the meditation, right? Mm-hmm. And that meditation, Kelsey, I know you're training up on that one for next week, right? Okay. And so and there's a specific patterning to these meditations that we may have time to get into. But so Ramon, we know that we're missing a meditation in here, surrender to the mystery, right? And what the idea of that one was simply to take that symbol and use the power of that memory, that sense felt memory of remembering that things work out. And that feeling state is what we learn to carry, which is what Laura's doing at the very end of that meditation, right? That's the feeling state. And we learn to tap into that, just like we tap into the feeling of the heart, smile, and those kinds of things. So we've got that patterning, and now we're going to go into Ramon's meditation. Ramon, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you liked about this one, and, you know, what you might have discovered before leading us. How's that sound?
Yeah. I think this meditation kind of snuck up on me a little bit, because it's about finding an object of beauty and holding that in your right in front of you, and then kind of making that image just kind of disappear. And then you kind of still holding that feeling, which is, you know, for me, it's really important, because when I get into that hole of, you know, negativity, I stay there for a while, and it's tough to me to get center again. So being able to have a visual to kind of just say, well, just this is a visual, just hold that same feeling that you had when you had that visual is very powerful for me. So. So this is, it kind of meditates. There's a lot of, there's power in words. So I think a lot of it, I wrote down, and a lot of things I'm going to kind of, paraphrase, but, I didn't want to change the words a lot, because they're really powerful words. And even though I want to make it my own, I did to a certain extent make it my own, but I did also kind of just paraphrase a lot of the beautiful things that you put in your meditation. So just a heads up. So, okay. All right. So let's begin. Let's find our seats. Back straight, chin tucked, eyes closed. gazing at that point between your eyes, palms on your leg. If you're sitting, make sure your feet are flat. And let's get started with a three-part breath. Let's begin by breathing deep into the belly, opening up that chest, breathing out through the mouth. Let's do that again. Breathing deep into the belly, opening up that chest, exhaling through the mouth and releasing all that tension in your body. One last time. Breathe deep into the belly, opening up your chest, opening up those shoulders, exhaling and releasing all the tension in your body. Okay, now let's go into a relaxation breath. We're going to count to four on the inhale. We're going to hold, and then we're going to count backwards, 4, 3, 2, 1 on the exhale, and then we're going to hold. So let's begin. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. And finally exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold. Okay, now let's continue that same pattern of breathing, but this time let's focus on the breath. So let's focus on the coolness in your nostrils when you inhale and the warmth of your nostrils when you exhale. So let's begin on that. Inhale. Feel the coolness. Exhale, feel the warmth. Inhale, feel the coolness. Exhale, focus on that warmth coming out of your nostrils. Inhale, feel the coolness on that. Then exhale, feel the warmth. And then let's just release that technique and sit there for a few seconds. Now try to bring to your mind the most beautiful thing that you can conceive. And try to think of that in the context of what that thing is at this particular moment. And when you find that object, bring it to your awareness. And as you gaze at it in your mind's eye, let the sense of appreciation of that object float into your being. Now let's take a moment and notice some things about that object. The shape, the color, any sounds associated with it, how it makes you feel. And now let this feeling of beauty fill your heart completely and see how that makes you feel. And now, as you inhale this feeling of beauty into your heart and into your entire body, let it fill you with complete awe and appreciation for that object. And let that sensation fill your entire being. This feeling of beauty that we have been feeling is what it feels like to be centered. So anytime we feel anxiousness, fear, stress, or worry, let's bring back this awareness of this beauty of this object. And let's remember that. If we continue to practice this, it will be easier to come back to this feeling in just one breath. So let's breathe in this feeling of beauty. And as we exhale, let's go ahead and do the loving kindness blessing for others. May all beings be at ease. May they feel safe and protected. May they be happy. May they feel loving kindness. May they be filled with loving kindness. And may they be held in loving kindness, that they may be at peace. Now let's go ahead and send this blessing to someone we know would really, really needs this blessing, would really appreciate this type of blessing. May they be at ease. May they feel safe and protected. May they be happy. May they feel loving kindness. May they be filled with loving kindness. And may they be held in loving kindness, that they may be at peace. And then finally, let's send this blessing to ourselves. May we be at ease. May we feel safe and protected. May we be happy. May we feel loving kindness. May we be filled with loving kindness. And may we be held in loving kindness, that we may be at peace. And now let's do our closing. May we be blessed. May we be blessed. And may we be triply blessed, that we may be an even greater blessing to others. Namaste. If you could just stay there for a couple of seconds. Let's take a deep breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
How do you feel?
Okay.
You're done? You got it. You did it. Okay. Yep. So what I love about what you just did was this was a really good example of how there's a place for meditation. You were moving very fast, mm-hmm. right?
Notice that. Yeah.
And that there are meditation teachers out there who move this quickly through meditations, and it works. And it works. And so what I want to just really, again, affirm is, so you were a little nervous, so you were moving a little fast, right? Which is fine. And you're coming out of a corporate world where you don't get to pause and take time, right? It's like, right? And you have a 5-year-old where you don't get to pause and take time. You know, you talk, want to have a conversation with your wife, you're trying to boom right now. So, but still, these techniques, because you've been doing it, it's like we went quickly, but I found my object and I didn't need to linger. I was like, shake close. I was there. And I got the feeling of it. And I just, and it's like, yeah, this is what it feels like. When I'm centered, here's the feeling. Come back to this. It's like it all worked. It all worked. And so I want to use this as an opportunity to stress how important it is to be you. Do you when you do these meditations, because it carried over. And I was right there and I was filled with that sense of, and when you said the awe, use that word, it's like, there I was, awe, in awe, you know? So you once again affirmed, we do us. You're doing the meditation carried right over. And here I was feeling that sense of beauty and that awe and that sense of being centered. And I loved how you ended us with a may we be blessed. I wasn't expecting that at all. And you went through the loving kindness blessing. You know, we were with you and you closed us out with that. You did a wonderful job, Ramon.
Thank you.
I got it.
Yeah.
That's what we want. I got it.
I do recognize the quickness in my voice because I do, like you said, it's just the world that I'm from. It's just kind of, if you pause, someone else is going to speak over you. So.
Exactly.
My initial thing was actually pay attention to that, but after a while. Again, and then the funny thing is I think I'm going slow and I think I'm going too slow sometimes. And I'm like, so it's kind of like I have to adjust, you know, to the audience and what we're doing as opposed to just doing what I do at work, because that's what it is.
And if you're doing this for people at work ever,
they might have to be this way.
Yeah. That's how fast our minds are working.
Yeah.
You give them a moment, they're going to go, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I want you to know, this is something that develops. When I first started teaching, this is how I ended my classes. Okay, so release the technique, and now we're going to close, and we're going to close with an Om Shanti Shanti. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I mean, there was no pause. There was no chance to even feel a peace. It was like I was moving quickly, right? And I think it was also for some similar reasons. I was working with people whose minds are working really fast, and they'd had quite a few pauses during the meditation. And if I didn't keep moving, right? And so no, I'm tickled with the way you did that.
Yeah. But I do see the value. I mean, I do appreciate the value in folks, even at the workplace, when they actually do speak slowly and use their words and choose their words wisely. But you know.
And I promise you, you will get there. Mm-hmm. And you will find those pauses and you will feel them and you will be comfortable in them. And that will come. But we have to start right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were, it was wonderful. So I'm going to mute and let's hear what other people thought.
Ramon, I would like to say I appreciated it was just so sharp and it woke me up. It brought me present, and I don't know if it would work so well with beginners, but I knew where to get to, and there wasn't a lot of lingering, dragging me through my thoughts first. And I was like, oh, boom. I had a hard time finding something beautiful. So I just went with an energy that felt like that. And then it just fell into place, and I really appreciated it. The only part I had to disengage was the counting. When you counted the breath, I had to go at my own pace because my pace was a lot slower and deeper. Yeah. But I just was able to connect right back when you got through that and was right at the same place. And it was what I needed to wake up. It was very appropriate. Thank you.
I appreciate the comment on the counting because I contemplated that, and I just, because that's the way, that's in my head. That's the way, that's my pace, right? But that's absolutely not everyone's pace. So. Thank you for that. Yeah. And just the other thing is the finding the beautiful thing. For me, the first time we did this meditation took me a while. So the reason why I went through that so fast, or at least in my head, it was because for me, I already had that image in my head. But to your point, right, not everyone's going to get that the first time. So yeah. So thank you.
I had a similar experience with the counting because I do take those deeper counting breaths.
Mm-hmm.
But my first reaction was like, oh, I can't go that fast. This is not like, but then I said, wait a minute, this is like really effective. Like if I just go with, if I do with what, you know, if I stick with what you're saying, which is what I did, I was like, this is really effective because my mind doesn't have time to wander. Like I am like, right. It's like, you're just keeping me going, man. And it was like, yeah, I was like, there was no time for any disengagement at all. It was great.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It really worked. It was like, it was almost like your voice was like dictating where you wanted me to go. And it was super effective for that reason. Like for somebody whose mind easily wanders or we just want to get trapped in thoughts, you kept that from happening. So that was really great. And then I have to say the phrase that keeps coming up when you said that feeling of beauty is what it means to be centered. That is what that is. And like, it was a profound, I mean, I've heard that before, but the way you said it, it was like, chook, everything just like, yes, that it was like my whole body kind of just like illuminated because somehow how you said it, when you said it, it just like, that is what that is. And it was just really awesome. So thank you for that.
Thank you, April.
Sorry, Kelsey. So the only time when I felt rushed was the counting. Mm-hmm. And that was the only time. And the sense of present and centeredness, however you say it, I was able to physically experience was amazing. And I think, was it April? It was very focused. Just come back here. And I loved that once we kind of felt that beauty within us, and then you said inhale, feel it, and then exhale, send it to all other beings. I just loved it. Oh my, it was like, okay, that's the point of it all. I mean, I want it for me, of course.
Yeah.
But you gave me that opportunity to, I don't know, to share it, and it just felt so, yes, of course. Like I felt like part of everything. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I'll go next. I was so excited for you to lead us. And Ramon, you just have, for me, such a soothing voice. It's low. I can follow it. And even in the counting part, I had like the same moment as April, but then I recognized like, but this is your breath. This is your counting. And so when I had that, it just enabled me to like be there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this thought as you were ending of like, you've got it. It felt like today it was, as anyone, I know I will be just like a little nervous, like, ooh, first time. But I just had this thought at the end of like, you've got this. And I'm really excited for the next time you lead something like this because I know you'll be able to relax into it. But yeah. I was there for the ride, and you just, you've got it. I love listening to you speak. So
thank you, Kelsey. Thank you very much.
I will echo that. I love your voice as well, Ramon.
Thank you.
And maybe because we are surrounded by mostly women in this group, it's kind of like, your voice on the GPS, you know, to something really cool.
I know that. I use Mr. T as my voice.
Oh my God. anyway, so no, I thought that was great. And I can recognize that there were nerves, that you did. You made it through, and we all just follow along. And I thought it was really, really good. I had just recently done this meditation this week, so it was also really cool to be like, oh, I just did this, and this is a totally new experience. And it was really cool. So
cool. Thank you.
I was going to share. I really could. You guided very well. I could go right in to finding the symbol of beauty. I think it's interesting that it was not the same symbol I had before. But I think it's like the slight words that you use differently, like the beauty part. So then I went to something else. So, and then, kind of like April and maybe someone else said the why, like telling us why, like this is the feeling of beauty, this like feeling inside, this is what makes us centered. I think that that's kind of what you can, it sticks with you. You're like, okay, that was that feeling. And this is what centered feels like, just putting the words to it. So,
yeah. Yeah.
So I appreciated that.
Thank you, Laura.
Can I say one more thing? Ramon, I really love, there was something else that you said. I don't know how you said it, but my interpretation of what you said is that, that when we're in a difficult situation, you know, in our day, somewhere in our day, if we can just remember that feeling, mm-hmm. that we can literally, you know, transcend any situation by, you know, just bringing that sense of beauty, that centered, like, I don't know, something you said, it was almost like, it's like my brain pictured a difficult situation that I might have, you know, day to day. And then how you said it was like that centered feeling of beauty just like expanded into the situation. And that's what was remaining. And it, that was really effective. That's how it happened for me during the meditation. It's like I pictured being in a daily situation and then it just, it's like that sense of centered, that sense of beauty, the feeling state that you got us to took over. Yeah. And so that's what I'm going to remember and take from this meditation. So thank you for that.
When I read it too, when I heard it from Karen's meditation, I found that powerful too, because oftentimes things are going on and we just kind of, we're there, right? And instead of, we can recall this feeling anytime we want, right? It's there. We understand how to get it. So let's just recall that feeling. Put it in the moment and then everything, you know, everything, then life is what it is, right? Going back to the other meditation, but yeah, but I mean, that was very powerful for me too. Yeah. That's what I was saying. This kind of, this meditation snuck up on me a little bit because it was, talks a lot about beauty, but then when it gets to the point is you can feel this whenever you want and you just have to know how to recall it and know when to recall it. So
yeah. Yeah, I just have to throw in again, as always. I mean, you could pretty much record anything. Your voice is just, it's got a lovely tone and it's great to listen to. And I was right there in it. And I too had kind of that morphing of my symbol, like becoming just this more miraculous thing. And it was terrific and great job.
So, thank you.
So how do you feel now with this feedback?
I love the feedback. I really love the fact that you guys, I really want to know how it sounds and what I can improve on. So I am very appreciative of your honesty and I feel really good. And I know the things to pay attention to moving forward and, you know, but feel really good just that I did it because it's not in my nature to just to do this stuff. I mean, maybe I'm just saying that it's just not. You know, I don't know, talking about beauty and stuff like that. I mean, I feel it inside it, but maybe the guys that I'm around with, it's not something that you kind of share around. So it's just kind of like, it's not the normal language for me. It is normal language for me when I'm talking to my wife and when I'm talking to other people who are in this journey, but it's not a usual conversation, at least where I'm from, how guys would talk to one another. So I appreciate the song and I appreciate you guys listening and the feedback is amazing. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you did great. And I want to commend you, all of you and Ramon, but everybody too, that, you know, it takes a real level of, what's the word I want to use? Just willingness to show up and go, okay, I'm going to do this as me. And I'm not somebody else here, right? And so Ramon, your voice, there's a crispness. I think that was, it's crisp. It keeps us there. And there's an authority in it, just probably due to, you know, once again, the world you live in that you bring to the meditation. And that's a gift. Right? And for each one of you, there's a gift in the way you are leading the meditation that is you. And that's what we want to keep. All this other details, the more you do it, the better you get at it. You know, you'll be able to read your audience. You'll be able to adapt. You know, that's all stuff that comes. What you've got as you led us today, this is part of what your gift is. This is part of who you are as you lead these meditations. And what's important to know is to see that and embrace it. Embrace it, right? And so I'm just tickled because we have a lot of unique beings in this class, and I don't see Karen clones when I look out there. And to me, that's a success. That's a success, right? So well done, everybody. I mean, truly, I don't know what else you got going on, but those of you who let them, I know if we were all in the room, we'd be clapping together for each other, right? But whatever you've got going on today, please, for the rest of the day, know that what you just did this morning was a big deal. You led your first complicated meditation. And each one of you were able to show up as you and do it. And each one of you got us. This is the city, SIDDHA. You helped us experience what you were experiencing. That's not a small thing. So congratulations. Congratulations. Okay. And so I think I'm going to, I asked you guys to be thinking about this stuff, you know, the group meditation versus beginning. We'll save that for next week. Next week we have a double header, right? It's our last double header, Saturday and Sunday. It is next week, right? Yes. And so what I do want to do is just, Lisa wanted to share something with the group. And I just wanted to give her a few moments to share with us and then we'll probably end a little early today. So sweet Lisa, unmute.
You're talking about me.
I'm talking about you, my dear.
Okay. Yes. Well, yeah. I guess I just have a lot of things going on in my life. So I'm kind of going to take a couple years to do this whole thing. But I appreciate every one of you, and I'm still going to stay here till the end. I'm just not going to be at the same level of all of you geniuses. So, I'm showing up in my life where I can, and I'm using all these techniques every day, all the time. And that's where I'm at right now, is in the practice stages. So then I'll go and be a teacher later, but I don't really know what else I'm supposed to say other than that. And I just appreciate everyone. I'm not sure what else.
That was perfect, Lisa. Well done. Because here's what I'm going to be really, there was no apology, no shame, no nothing. You claimed it. You said it. Well done. So essentially what we're saying is Lisa's still part of this contingent. She's still part of your group. Because as we were talking about everything that's going on in her world, I gave her the option to, you know, kind of join the next class about halfway through. And she's like, no, I won't know them. You know, she's part of this group. But what's going to happen, she's going to kind of step back more like an audit, you know, when you audit a class for these last few weeks. And so we're not expecting her to memorize these meditations, share these meditations, but she's still going to participate with us. And she'll still come to the graduation ceremony, but she'll complete the rest of the hours over the next year or two, and to get the certification. And so Lisa, I'm just so tickled with the way you delivered that. That was well done. That was 125% well done.
Well, I had a lot of meditation before the delivery, so.
<It's>, But I just want to say there's absolutely no doubt in my mind. What was that? Go ahead.
So she was in the moment. She'd released her agenda. She had a center. She was there.
Oh my God. That's the best, Brenda. So she just took all of the meditation and just modeled it for us right now, right? So
it works if you keep working it.
So are there any other questions or comments then? I mean, this was a really successful morning. I'm just really, really pleased with those of you who presented, those of you who responded. And what we'll do is we'll do the meditation Saturday, the ones who we have left to go. And any other thoughts or questions then before we go? Yeah, Kelsey.
First, I just want to say, Lisa, you're a genius too, and you bring so much wisdom every single time you show up to this space, and I'm really grateful for you. Yep. I have a question about our homework. As I was doing it, I was realizing, is it supposed to be about like a class or one class? Because I realized as I was writing, am I writing about like one class or am I writing about what I would cover in like a section of classes? Does that make sense?
You know, we tend to do our beginning classes in 3 is really pushing it. 4, 5, 6, it's a good length of time. So I would think in terms of, I'm not asking you to outline 6 classes.
Okay.
At this point, but just what are the things you would think a beginner wants to know? And then that's part of what we'll talk about next week, you know, is, you know, what is the difference between a group meditation? What is the difference between a beginning group? You know, and so, so on 2 levels, there's a structure to a group meditation that is different than a structure to a beginning class. So I want you thinking in terms of if I'm teaching as opposed to leading, right? Leading or guiding is a group meditation. Mm-hmm. Teaching is a beginning class. I'm teaching people about meditation.
Yes.
Does that mean that's okay? And so I just want to kind of get those and then, actually for next week, all we need is what do you think should be covered? You know, like number 1, this, number 2, this, and these are all the other things that were important to me when I was beginning or that I've learned now that would have been nice to know. And we'll sort all that out together. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Okay. All right. I don't always speak it as clearly as my head is. Well, actually, my head may not be as clear. That's why it's not coming out so clear, right? Brenda, yeah.
So I was, you know, in my little planning world, thinking ahead to the graduation. Because I counted up, I couldn't believe how few classes we have left. It's kind of amazing. Yeah. And do you have an idea, is that something we're doing together in person, even though we have people that are far away? Or is it all on Zoom? Like, do you know?
My, I'm not there, but my hope would be that we could do it. Those of us who can be in person, those of us on Zoom, and we can be together in my office. That's what we did it last time. And we just set up my camera and my TV and we just kind of, you know, do a joint session. My concern with that, with this group, is it's been mostly on Zoom. And there is something that's we created together on Zoom. And so I'm still playing with it in my head, to be honest with you. And I haven't made a decision. Because I want everybody to feel like equals. And so in my head, I'm kind of going back to last year's graduation where we had some people on Zoom and some people in the room. And I just want to kind of go over it and make sure it captured the right feel Because we've been completely on Zoom. Mm-hmm. So there's something about honoring that, and that way nobody's missing out. When you got some people in the room and some people on Zoom, we had already established that pattern. With us, we're all together on Zoom. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm making it clear, but to me, that's what I'm tussling with. So I'm actually leaning more towards us being on Zoom, but I haven't let go of the other thought. I'm still toying with it. And I know what you think, so don't worry about it. I know what you think, so. Okay. So with that, yes, Ramon.
So I'm not going to be here next week, actually both sessions, because it's my daughter's birthday and we're going to Michigan to celebrate with the family. So I will send you my feedback on, I will send you an email with my feedback on what should be covered, I think. But obviously the following week, I'll listen to the both sessions.
Would you be willing to send that before the Absolutely. Weekend so we can include that in our, that would be great. Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you reminded me. You've told us that. Yes. So thank you. Okay. We'll miss you.
I'll miss you guys. Trust me. Yeah. I was trying to figure out how to carve out some time, but then it was like, we're going to be in a house in Michigan with my wife's family and four kids. So it's going to be impossible.
And that's the reality. I really applaud you for acknowledging that reality, not trying to be torn, just be completely present. Yeah. Much wiser. So, all right, loves. Then let's do an Om Shanti Shanti and take these smiles, take that place of beauty and centeredness, that beautiful symbol of what it is to feel that everything's lining up. And let's take that into our day, into our week. All right. So finding those seats, feeling the support of the earth, of the vastness, of the intimate connection. Let's bring all of this into our Om Shantis. Inhale. Om Shanti. Now to each other. Shanti. And now, hold for a second. I'm really serious about this. You are saying it, you are sending it, but you are developing the skill to send and also feel, literally feel the transmission of all the blessings coming back to you. Okay? So let's do that last one with that awareness. Inhale. Shanti. And then, as unmute if you can, and let's say it together. May we be blessed. May we be blessed. And may we be triply blessed, that we may be an even greater blessing. To others.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. All right, loves. You beautiful, beautiful beings, you. All right. I'll see you this week at group and most of you next weekend. All right. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.